The Bible was written for us, for people of all time. And it's a living text that still inspires us when we read it. The other way is the teachings of the church. Questions about life, mortality, you know, death, the purpose of our lives. You can find answers to those questions through the teachings of the church, and can begin with the Catechism of the Church if you're looking for something to read. Another way that God speaks to us is through other people. We find this throughout the scriptures, especially in the Old Testament. We had prophets that spoke for God. So in many ways, it's through other people, through things that they say to us, things that move our hearts, that we can hear the word of God. Now, this homily help I use says that one of the two ways we can hear the word of God through other people is through the heart of your spouse. So I guess I'm talking primarily to married people. Those who are married and want to know God's will can look into the heart of their spouse. And what does that mean? Well, what your spouse desires for you deep down can be an expression of what God wants for you, of God's love and will for you. Now, I'm not married, so you figure that one out, because I don't know exactly what that means. But I think we kind of get the picture. The other way is through spiritual counseling, seeking advice from other people, many of whom are trained to give spiritual counseling, spiritual direction, for instance. That's a way that we hear God's voice. And the church has had a long practice of seeking spiritual counseling from others. And lastly, there's three other ways. Personal prayer is a way that God speaks to us. And heartfelt prayer is the primary way we communicate with God. And remember, if we're communicating, we're not just talking to God and asking God for things. We're also listening, spending time in quiet prayer, just listening for what God has to say to us. Spending time in quiet reflection and solitude gives us the space to allow us to hear God's voice within us. Life circumstances is another way that we hear God's voice, just paying attention to what happens in our own life. Events that we regret, events that we want to give glory and thanks and praise to God for. And in that way, we see how God is working in our life and speaking to us. And finally, the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us, comforts us, directs us in our daily life. Actual graces come to us through the Holy Spirit to help us every day of our life. And those are the seven ways that we can put our intellectual faith here into our hearts and into our actions. You know, in the Hebrew language, there is no word for obey. There's no word for obey in the Hebrew language. Instead, they use the word to heed or to hear, which actually is the root of the word of the word obey. Obedire means to listen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. God didn't say through the prophet, obey, O Israel. This says, hear, O Israel. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, the difference is instead of obeying God, they are to hear God and heed his voice. More than just a lawgiver or a judge, God is our Father. God's our Father. And this is the God that Jesus revealed. The God of the Bible is not asking for us to merely obey written laws in a legalistic way, but rather to have hearing hearts, open hearts, hearing hearts, to hear God's word. because a hearing heart is a heart that's intent on doing what God asks of us. It's linked to our heart. It's linked to love, love of God. And so a Christian is truly called to heed God's voice. That's an act of love in our relationship with God. Because Jesus assures us that his sheep hear his voice.